As of Friday, school districts around the state planned to place 70 referendum questions on the November ballot. Around half seek borrowing authority for new buildings and maintenance. The rest ask for approval to exceed state revenue limits for operations and staffing. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards said state lawmakers froze school spending in the current state budget.
And with inflation and competition from the private sector driving up wages and salaries, school districts are hard-pressed to meet the demands.
Schools received more than $2 billion in federal pandemic aid since 2020, but Rossmiller says districts are leery about using one-time funds to pay for ongoing expenses. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.